Moncrief on News Talk.
After the death of a partner, it can be difficult or even impossible to consider starting dating again. But others have quite the opposite feeling. Widow's fire is a phenomenon where a woman or a man can experience sudden and intensive feelings of sexual desire. Karen Sutton is a widow coach based in the UK. Good afternoon, Karen.
Hello, good afternoon. Hi, Sean.
Is this a common experience that people have?
It's not something that everyone experiences, but it's certainly something a lot of people experience and find it really difficult to talk about and to acknowledge even.
Yeah, because it obviously would feel really inappropriate. You're grieving for someone.
Yeah, your life partner has died, somebody that you love has died, and you are feeling these kind of desires for intimacy. And yes, obviously we think about sex, but also, you know, touch, hugs, holding hands, having somebody close by. And it can feel wrong to be desiring those things when your person is no longer here. And who do you share that with? There's so much judgment out there. And we judge ourselves as well for feeling these things. It's difficult.
Is it an expression of grief?
I think it's an expression of humanness. And, you know, as humans, we are wired for connection. And if you have been in a relationship, you will be used to a level of intimacy. And we create a familiarity in our lives that helps us to feel safe and connected and loved. And when those things are gone, we crave them. And it is very much part of the grief, but it's also part of being human, and it's very natural, very natural.
Yeah, but I imagine if people and it probably is a minority of people, but people who feel those feelings, and if they act on it, then they may have kind of a layer of guilt on top of it as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's a huge one. I think even thinking about wanting it brings a level of guilt with it. And, you know, along with that, sometimes the shame as well. And, you know, I really like to have these discussions in my communities. And, you know, I talk about it openly on social media and in the press, because I know it's difficult. You know, after my husband died, that there's that sense of feeling that you're being disloyal to your person, or that maybe if you allowed yourself to act on it, that you're loving them less or they mattered less. And it's not about that. And what I really love to help people understand is that this is about making space for the complexities and the duality of grief and living, and how those two things weave in together. And one doesn't sort of outweigh or diminish the other. It's learning how to carry it all in a way that feels, you know, peaceful and comfortable within yourself.
But I imagine if one is widowed, there's no, there probably is a point where you kind of think, I'm sure you can speak to this, about where you think, well, maybe I should explore dating again. But it's, I imagine, no matter how long you leave the gap, it's still going to feel a bit weird at the start.
Do you know, I have people that I work with, and some people start, you know, maybe months after their person has died. Some people it's years, and there's a kind of desire to understand what is the right amount of time for this. When am I allowed? When does society think it's acceptable for you to be able to find somebody else? And there seems to be different rules for men and women as well, that people find difficult to navigate. But there isn't a right timeline. And I think, as with anything in grief, you have to do what you have to do to help you get through it and to help you take steps forward. It's just making sure that you are supporting yourself in the best way through that, and talking to people about what you're experiencing so that you don't feel so alone with it all.
Why are there different rules for men and women, or what are the different rules?
That's a very good question, Sean. I don't know why.
well, we can
I
guess.
I have no idea. But I don't know. And I don't know where they come from. I don't know why they exist. But I think there's this general kind of societal belief that men are allowed to maybe meet someone quicker, although they can still be harshly judged for it. And I think women sometimes feel that there's a longer amount of time that is needed before it's acceptable for them to feel that they can maybe explore another relationship, you know, whether that's something casual or something a bit more sort of intense and formal, I suppose. But where these things come from, like many of these societal beliefs, I have no idea, but this is why it's important to talk about it and actually say, as much as they're out there, you don't have to live by them. They're not facts. They're not rules to live by rigidly. You have to look at your own set of circumstances and what you're feeling and to allow yourself to explore what feels right to you, because it'll be different for everyone. And that's okay.
Yeah. Because you can imagine that if a widower starts dating again, the people go, oh, it's great, he's getting out. But if a woman does it, there's kind of a, I don't know why that was. At least he's looking for someone to make his dinner for him, that kind of thing.
The washing, yeah. Again.
Is there a danger if you're widowed and you're grieving and you're lonely, that if you start dating again, you might form relationships with people that for the wrong reasons, if you see what I mean?
Yes, a really good question. And I think, yes, absolutely. I think there's definitely the risk of choosing somebody that actually probably might not be the right fit for you, because you're looking for someone subconsciously, but somebody to fix you, to save you, to make the pain go away, to make things feel better. And actually, you know, when I'm working with widows, I always say, you know, it's okay to explore. You'll learn a lot about yourself by having relationships with other people, but use it as an exploratory tool, as it were, and don't settle for something that doesn't feel right. And do the work on yourself, find the support that you need for your grief, and find out who you are now as a me and not a we, so that when you do meet someone, when you do put yourself out there, you're not looking for someone to save you, to fix you. You're looking for someone who is aligned with who you are now in this new version of your life that adds something to your life. Now, you don't have to be completely healed and fixed and perfect before you can go out there, because that's just not realistic. I'm not sure that ever really happens. But again, it's just having this awareness of where you are in your grief. And if maybe you just need some escapism. I know for me, after my husband died, I did start dating about 8 months after, but I needed that as a distraction, as some escape from being a solo parent, from being a grieving widow. And I just wanted to feel alive again. I wasn't looking for somebody to marry, but that's what I needed in that time to support me alongside my grief.
Mm. And it was a couple of years later before you did meet someone and started a serious relationship.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was about 3 years in that I met Andy, and met him very organically, and that was, he was the right fit for me then, and he was what I needed, maybe not necessarily what I wanted, because they can be two very different things. But no, it's been wonderful meeting Andy and you know, really growing another relationship alongside the relationship that I still have with my late husband.
Karen, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Karen Sutton there, a widow coach based in the UK.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.